CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. After months of talks, Eurozone leaders have finally reached a comprehensive deal to tackle the region's sovereign debt crisis. As Shen Chengcheng reports, the leaders are now trying to persuade China to invest in the rescue fund.
One element of the deal reached by the Eurozone leaders is to raise the region's bailout fund, or European Financial Stability Facility, to about 1 trillion euros. The chief of Europe's bailout fund, Klaus Regling, is now visiting Beijing to discuss possible terms for raising money from China. China has not announced publicly it would invest in the fund. However, Regling is very optimistic and says China has been a regular buyer of EFSF funds in the past.
I am optimistic that we will have also a longer-term relationship because we will continue to provide safe, attractive investment opportunities.
The framework for the new EFSF bailout fund is to be put in place in November. For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.
NATO has formally decided to cease operations in Libya by Monday, 7 months after the military alliance assumed full control of the campaign. The decision came one day after the UN Security Council voted unanimously to pass a resolution that would terminate the no-fly zone at the end of this month. Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry has announced that the country's ambassador to Libya, Wang Wangsheng, has returned to Libya's capital, Tripoli. In Thailand's capital of Bangkok, floodwaters are now moving toward the central business district. The floods have forced a large number of manufacturing companies to shut down in central Bangkok, including some big Japanese manufacturers based in the country. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Osamu Fujimura:
"With the Thailand floods causing a number of Japanese companies to shut down, this is having quite an impact of their operations. This damage is then going through the supply chain and affecting not only Japan, but all ASEAN countries."
Japan says it will allow Thai employees of Japanese companies based in Thailand to work in Japan temporarily for 6 months. So far, Thailand's worst flooding in over half a century has killed more than 370 people and forced some 100,000 others from their homes. A 13-year-old boy named Ferhat Tokay is the latest person to be pulled alive from the rubble of a collapsed building around 108 hours after Sunday's earthquake in Turkey. Tokay was rescued from the site of a six-story building in the center of Erciş, the town worst hit by the quake. Meanwhile, thousands of people are staying in shelter provided by the Turkish Red Crescent at the town's soccer stadium, living on soup and bread handed out by aid agencies.
"Food distribution is working well, thanks to our government. They are trying their best, but I don't know what it will be like in the coming days as it keeps getting colder."
The death toll has so far risen to 570, with more than 2,250 people listed as injured. Violent protests have erupted in central Tunisia, following the announcement of the country's first election results after the Arab Spring. Official results show that Tunisian Islamist Party in Ennahda has secured almost 42% of the votes, meaning it has 90 seats in the 217-member parliament. Party leader Rachid Ghannouchi hailed the victory.
"This day is a day of victory. This day is a day of pride. This day is a day of humility. This is the day when Tunisians spoke with one voice in order to realize the aims of the revolution."
Ennahda says it wants to form a new government within a month. The U.S. and South Korean defense chiefs have agreed to complete a joint counter-provocation plan against North Korea. At their annual bilateral security meeting in Seoul, the U.S. and South Korea declare that any North Korean aggression is not to be tolerated. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta:
"Together, we will ensure a strong and effective alliance deterrence posture, including the United States' nuclear umbrella, so that Pyongyang never misjudges our will and our capability to respond decisively to nuclear aggression."
Although envoys from Pyongyang and Washington met in Geneva this week, Panetta repeatedly brands North Korea a serious threat. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.